And to your word, Rabbi, I really believe that this is a season that God is saying, basically, that the enemy is getting ready to reap the whirlwind. And I believe that God's going to allow the things that have gone on, as horrific as they are, God has a way of always turning the curse to a blessing when God's people engage in the battle.
那么使徒真哈蒙就说，拉比，正如你所说的，我相信仇敌早就准备大展身手，兴风作浪，但是我也相信神让这些可怕的事情发生，但是当属神的百姓为这些征战挺身而立的时候，神会使咒诅变成祝福。
It's going to be a time to see Iran dealt with, that we see this prince of Persia spirit bound once againWhen you read the book of Ezra, you see that when they bound the prince of Persia, he released authority in the land. He restored judges. He restored leaders and magistrates. He released wealth for rebuilding. He released all the blessings of heaven.
使徒哈蒙说，所以我想接下来我们会看到伊朗的介入，因为背后在操控的这个波斯魔君的灵曾经被束缚，但是现在他被松绑了。当我们读以斯拉记的时候，我们可以看见波斯魔君的灵被束缚，我们在地上就可以看到神释放他的权柄，他恢复公正，他恢复领袖，他恢复在地方的法官，他恢复重建的财富，他释放所有属天的祝福。
But when the prince of Persia was loosed, it was resistance and rebellion and anti-Christ, anti-Semitism all across the way.
但是当波斯王的灵被松绑的时候，我们就看到抵挡、悖逆、敌基督和反犹的行为行动在全地横行。
And we did a program with you earlier where we talked about how on June 15th last year, the Lord said, it's time for the hanging of Haman's 10 sons.
使徒真哈蒙就对拉比说，去年也就是2022年6月15的时候，我们和你一起举办了一个会议，是关于将哈曼的十个儿子挂在木架上。
This isn't just about taking out Haman, but it's about all the stuff that Haman has, all the proxies, and it's about all the things that Haman has produced that still want to bring an annihilation to the Jews.
所以这不光只是处理哈曼的问题，还包括哈曼所有的代理人，而包括所有哈曼所产出会对犹太人以及在世界各处与神立约的百姓造成毁灭性的人事物。
I think that we're right in that tipping point moment of history that the ecclesia must engage, intercessors must engage as interceptors, and that we must engage in this fight. This is our fight. It's not just something that happens over there, like you said, this is our fight.
所以我想此时真的是在历史上的一个转捩点。基督的肢体、神的教会还有代祷者必须作为拦截这些攻击火箭的拦截者。我们必须参与这个征战，这是我们的征战，而不是觉得这个战场远在天边。就像拉比说的，这是我们的战争。
Rise up.
You know, honey, I thought it was interesting, you know, Esther had to risk.Or to make、
Absolutely.
That shift that God wanted to bring to the decrees of death and destruction.
所以作为基督的肢体，我们要兴起站立。此时，使徒汤姆哈蒙他也说，是的，就像在哈曼时期，以斯帖也要冒险一搏，使他能够在仇敌下令要对犹太人进行灭族运动的命令当中介入，使神让这个咒诅变成祝福。以斯帖必须承担生命的风险来到亚哈随鲁王的面前。使徒汤姆哈蒙就说，这就像拉比早先所提到的，教会也愿意为此卯进这场征战中。
Intercessor literally means to get in the way of the enemy.
因为代祷者实际上的意思就是踏入挡在敌人前进的路上。
And so we're saying, okay, not on my watch. I'm stepping up in the middle. I'm saying, you got to go through me to do what you're trying to do. And I have authority to stop you.
所以我们说，好，我现在介入仇敌要行进来攻击的路上。有我的看守，我不容许你来攻击，除非你经过我。 但是我有神给我的权柄去阻止你。
And I think that that pointing and that positioning and that understanding, as Christians is where we have to operate.
我想这就是作为一个基督徒的我们领受了恩膏，领受了我们的位分以及我们的理解所应该扮演的角色。
I do like that. I think it was Prime Minister Netanyahu that said something about going over and eliminating the Amalekites. And you've been preaching about the Amalekites all year.
He made that statement, I think, yesterday. It's time to take out the Amalekites. And so,
那么使徒汤姆就提到说，当纳塔雅胡对以色列的反击做出说明的时候，他提到了歼灭亚玛利的灵，而这也是使徒真哈蒙曾经传讲过的信息。
The Amalekites in Scripture were always an antichrist kind of spirit against Israel, against God's people. They were violent. Their name means bloodlicker. It means plunderer. It means robber.
那么使徒真哈蒙也说，是的，在圣经当中提到亚玛利或亚玛利的灵的时候，都是指向敌基督、反神主义。他是敌对以色列、敌对神选民的灵，他们充满暴力。亚玛利的名字代表着吸血的、掠夺者、窃夺者。
And I think that we have to understand the spiritual battle that we're in, but we also have to understand that that is what is taking place in the natural. So we're not going to see victory in the natural until we rise up and really engage and bring victory in the spirit.
所以，这不但是一场属灵的征战。也是实际上在现实世界所发生的征战，所以除非我们在灵里兴起去打这场属灵征战，直到打赢，我们才能够在现实的层面看到征战得胜。使徒汤姆哈蒙他接着说，其实眼前所发生的事情，我们看到作为基督的肢体，我们也被囊括在这计划当中的一部分，而同样的原则也会在你的生命当中被证实。因为如果你了解这些动力，你就会明白如何以法语言来面对征战，或者是发动征战。同时你会知道如何利用你属灵征战的武器，去拆毁敌人的坚固营垒，去驱逐在你生命中辖制你像壮士一样的邪灵。你可以赶逐这些辖制你、挫败你、抵挡你、为你带来羞辱跟痛苦的仇敌。
You know how to engage with your faith to make a difference. So these principles are the same principles that we do corporately for what's happening in the earth and what we're dealing with right now.
你用信心来面对你个人生命中的属灵征战，是和现在基督肢体合一，一起面对这场在我们眼前所发生属灵征战的原则是一样的。
It can also be such a blessing to you in your own home, your own family, and all the things that you may be contending with that the enemy wants to rob, kill, and destroy.
同样的原则，你可以用在你自己、你的家庭、你的事业当中。当你发现仇敌要来进行偷窃、杀害、毁坏的时候，这些征战的原则会成为你的祝福。
Rabbi, one thing that I really feel is that as the church engages, I think what we understand it, with the ecclesia engaging in spiritual battle in the midst of this is to the degree that we engage in the spiritual battle, we have the opportunity to shorten the length of time in the natural battle.
那么接着使徒真哈蒙就对拉比说，拉比，就我所了解，当基督的肢体教会Ecclesia 介入这场属灵征战的时候，我们可以缩短这场征战的时间。
This could be a very long, prolonged, even go global. We're at that tipping point right now.
因为我们现在正处在一个转折点，这个征战可能会很长，并且扩大到全球，成为世界大战。
But if the church will engage, I believe that we have the ability to help Israel to accomplish what they need to accomplish in this season, the very things that you were speaking of.
但是我相信，如果教会愿意在灵里一起打这场属灵征战，帮助拉比刚刚所提到以色列在这个季节他必须完成的事情。
I believe that as we know how to pray, as we know how to engage, as we know how to make decrees along those lines, I believe that we can open the heavens, so to speak, in the spirit and prepare the way for Israel to accomplish what it needs to accomplish.
如果我们知道如何介入，如何祷告，如何宣告，我相信我们可以在灵里将天打开。 为以色列在这个阶段要完成的任务预备道路，使他们在完成任务当中把对居民造成伤害死亡的人数降到最低。虽然我们知道在战争以及在哈马士的作风当中，这些伤亡是一定会有的，因为哈马士真正的目的是要把以色列这个国家从地球上抹去。
So what we have to understand, though, is that as we engage in the battle, it will help Israel to be precise. It will help Israel to accomplish the task in a timely manner and to be very effective in setting a course for future generations.
所以我们的介入，我们的带导，可以帮助以色列更精准，在更短的时间内，更有效率地完成他们的任务，为接下来的世代设定一个很好的典范。
Throughout scripture, we see that when we find ourselves in battles like this in Israel, that something will follow like, and the land had rest for 40 years, and the land had rest for 80 years. So I believe that this battle right now is to secure rest for the next generation.
我们从圣经当中可以看到，每次当有这样子的战争兴起之后，这个土地就可以安息40年、80年。所以我相信现在所发生的事情是要为下一个时代在这片土地上面有平静安稳的生活。
You know, I think it's so key when we've seen our more updated ways of warfare that we see in our current age, that a big part of warfare has to do with getting what they call air superiority.
接着使徒汤姆·哈蒙就提到，在我们这个时代的战争当中，我们看到在现代的战争当中有一个很大的关键，就是空中的优势。当然在这次的战争当中，我们也可以看到这一点，就是部署好的空防可以减少地面的伤害。那么我相信这次在空中的空防，不光是美国的空军加入以色列的空军一起巡航抵御敌人的攻击，还包括众圣徒的祷告，都大大的减少了地面战争的灾害。
I think we have to understand if we're going to be upgraded in our technology in the spirit, that the air war is so key, that we have to pray and we have to engage in that realm and understand that if we win the war there, then the things of the boots on the ground go much more easily and much more quickly and a lot less loss.
这点告诉我们，我们要在灵里提升我们属灵征战的技术，空中的战争就是一个关键。我们必须祷告，我们必须进入属灵的领域，且了解如果我们在灵里打赢这场战争，属地实际上的战争就会进行得更快更有效率，在各个层面的伤害跟伤亡都会更少。
So what we're going to believe for is that the church will engage and that we'll do our partAnd that Israel, you know, just like my wife preaches about, you know, when Moses had his hands lifted up and the rod in the air, Joshua was down in the valley fighting. And that's been part of her word for this year.
基督的肢体教会必须介入，我们会扮演好我们的角色。而以色列，就像我的妻子使徒珍哈蒙，今年他讲到的重点有一个，就是当摩西和亚玛利人打仗的时候，摩西何时举手，在山下打仗的约书亚所率领的军队就会得胜。
And so we know that we're probably the apostolic authority with our Moses hands in the air and the Aaron the Hur and the right and the left holding up that part. As long as that was working, Joshua was winning.
所以我想我们就是带着使徒的权柄，像摩西的手一样举在空中，然后亚伦和户尔一左一右的扶着摩西的手。只要我们继续这样做，约书亚一定会打赢这场战争。
But the moment that wasn't working, Joshua was losing.
但也要注意，当摩西的手下垂的时候，约书亚就败退。
And so we believe that if we do our part, and then God can empower whatever forces need to work to do their part to accomplish the mission that needs to take place in this hour.
所以我相信，我们做我们的部分，神会去赋予所有站在神这边的军队能力，完成此时的任务。
Yeah, absolutely. You know, David Freeman, the former ambassador from the United States to Israel, was in Jerusalem when the rockets were firing.
穆拉比回应说，正是如此。那么拉比提到，美国驻以色列前大使大卫·弗里曼，在10月7号战争爆发的时候，他刚好在耶路撒冷。 他在 CBN 的电台对着摄影机真情流露地说了这番话。而此刻我也要以一个犹太人的身份对基督的肢体这样说。
We absolutely need your prayers.
我们真的很需要你们的祷告。
This is what he was saying.
这是当时这位美国驻以色列前外交官大卫·弗里曼对着镜头所说的话。
And I know other leaders that have asked. Yes, it's great. You know, Kurt Landry Ministries is doing hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars of aid. And of course, that's what we do. We're a humanitarian aid organization. But it's the prayers.
拉比说，当其他基督教的领袖来问我要怎么样为以色列尽力的时候，拉比回答说，没错，柯兰卓事工一直以来对以色列进行人道救援的工作，我们在这件事情上面不惜代价的投入数百万美元，但是有另外一个关键，就是祷告。
They need the prayers.
他们需要我们的祷告。
I am beseeching you. Do not bury your head in the sand. Do not back off the narrative.
我要郑重的请求你们，不要把你们的头埋在沙里。不要因为你们所看见的而退后。那比如说几天前，使徒汤姆·哈蒙他传简讯给我，他说他看到2024年在史特朗英文汇编当中提到了媒体这个字，然后你发简讯给我说你看到这个的时候你想到了我。
My testimony is that in the early 90s I made a commitment to the Lord that I would be a voice, not on my watch, even unto death。
那比如说我的见证就是我在90年的时候我对神做了一个承诺，就是在我的看守之下仇敌不能够再欺负以色列，即便我的承诺要我付上生命的代价。
And I'm not backing off.
而就是在此刻我也不会退缩。
But I am a bridge from the leadership in Israel and I'm asking you as the body of Christ, please don't ankle bite what they're doing.
拉比说，但是我作为以色列高层的人与基督肢体之间的桥梁，我要请求基督的肢体不要因为看见以色列现在所在做的事情而被绊倒。
Think of it this way in the practical. You went through a family situation. Let's say you have a spat with a spouse or a family member. And then you have people from the outside saying,Well, maybe you should do this and maybe you should do that. And you're polite and you listen. But in your head, you're saying things like this. If they only really knew what I knew, they wouldn't be saying that.
就像你看到别人家里发生的事情，你想要介入去当一个和事佬，那么被你调停的人表面上很有礼貌地回应你，但是他心里的想法是，如果你知道我经历过什么事情，你就不会这样说了。
And you have to understand right now in the nation of Israel, we are fighting for our lives.
而你要知道现在以色列所面临的和所做的都是为他们的生存而征战。
When the enemy says from the river to the sea and they're going to push us in to the sea, we take it literally.
当以色列的敌人说我要把你们从属河的边界一路推到海中，也就是把以色列从地球上抹去的时候，我们是很认真的对待仇敌所发出的这个威胁。
But we need you praying.
所以以色列很需要你们的祷告。
In our ministry, one of the greatest intercession comes out of China, the underground church. Because they understand that the United States is important. I know people say prophetically it's not in the scripture. But I really feel that the book of Genesis...50 verse 19, and Joseph said to them,
拉比说我要告诉你们，我们的事工有一个非常大的代祷者，他们是来自中国的地下教会。那么拉比也提到说，美国是站在一个很重要的位置。那有些人会说，这并没有在经文当中啊。拉比说，但是我真实的感受到创世纪50:19，这里提到，约瑟对他们说，不要害怕。
This is a word of the Lord for Israel and the body. Do not be afraid, for I am in place of God.
而这是神要对以色列和基督肢体所说的话。他说，不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？
You're going to watch God bring divine intervention through the IDF and the Israeli soldiers. That's going to help the innocent Palestinians. It's going to help the entrapped Lebanese people. And it's even going to help those in Iran, Tehran.
你将会看到神透过以色列防卫军 IDF 带下属天的介入，他们会帮助这些无辜的巴勒斯坦人，在网罗限制当中的黎巴嫩人，甚至那些伊朗人。
It's a huge move of the spirit and born again in Iran.
因为在伊朗有很多被圣灵造访而重生的人。
And so the Lord says, in this war, I'm bringing this, I'm going to be in the place of God. But as for you, you meant it evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day to save many people's lives.
所以从十九节开始，就像约瑟对他们说，不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命。
I believe with all my heart, this word that the Lord gave me saying that it was time to, for before the nuclear Iran, it's time to subdue what's coming out of Gaza and Lebanon and Iran.
拉比说，我全心相信神告诉我的这些话，就是在伊朗发动核武之前，要先制服从加萨而出、从黎巴嫩而出，还有从伊朗而出的。
The time is that this is a window, as painful as it is, that if you'll move now, if you'll pray now, if you'll believe now,It's far better dealt with now than later.
这就是这段时间，这是一个窗口，虽然很痛苦，但是如果你开始采取行动，现在开始祷告，现在开始相信，现在面对这些，会比将来再面对这些要好。
Because what the enemy meant for bad, the Lord's going to turn it for good.
因为仇敌的意思原来是邪恶的，但是神的意思却是好的。神要把仇敌的恶谋转成益处。
I believe there's a grace and a mercy.
我相信会有恩典和怜悯。
I believe for you as a pastor and a church leader, an apostle, a prophet, I believe this with all my heart. Oh, in scripture for us, it says the war became their bread.
拉比说，我要对所有基督肢体的领袖、使徒、先知们说，我们要相信圣经上说，仇敌就是我们的食物。
Jesus grew in stature, the things he suffered.
而且基督也是因着苦难而成长。
I believe the suffering of this war is going to take Israel into salvation. I think there's going to be waves of glory and salvation coming into the nation of Israel.
我相信这次的苦难会为以色列带来救恩。救恩和荣耀的大浪就要席卷全以色列了。
Born again, Arabs and Jews.
这些救恩会让阿拉伯人和犹太人重生。
But I also believe that the churches that stand, you've been waiting on that debt freeness for your church. You've been waiting on the glory of God. You've been waiting on the healing signs and wonders. You've been waiting on that great commission anointing to fall on your church.
我也相信，此刻站立的教会，你们一直希望教会没有债务。你在等候神的荣耀临到你的教会。你也在等候医治的神迹奇事发生在你的教会，你在等候大使命的恩膏临到你的教会。
Could it be that the Lord is besieging you right now, saying if you'll engage in the warfare, which you'll be criticized from, get over the fear of man, you take a bold stance and pray and stand for Israel?
拉比说，有这样盼望的教会，可不可能现在神正在强烈的建议你？与以色列同站立，为以色列祷告。当然，你的立场会受到强烈的批评，但是不要理会它。你就是勇敢的与以色列同站立，并且为以色列祷告。
Could it be the scripture that says, "Shall it not be that you don't know what will cause you to prosper, your right hand or your left?"
可不可能就像经文上所说的，不要叫左手知道右手所做的，使父在暗中查看，然后报答你。
Could it be this is something in your hand right now to pray? You need that church paid off. You need that healing. You need that healing from cancer. You need that miracle. You need the signs and wonders. You need to be able to to get that new television network that you can speak out boldly. You need favor. Could it be that this war, you praying, is the key of David to unlock your destiny and your purpose?
可不可能你所需要的一切包括你需要你的教会的债务都偿清，你需要身体的疾病被医治，你所需要的神迹和奇事，或者是你想要有一个独立不受影响的媒体，让你能够勇敢的发言，或者你需要其他的恩惠，可不可能你为这场战争的祷告就是那把大卫的钥匙，为你解开你的命定和你的生命目的？
Amen。
那么使徒汤姆哈蒙和珍哈蒙一起异口同声说 Amen。 接着使徒汤姆哈蒙说，拉比，我觉得我们现在就要为你、你的家人还有你的事工来祷告，我们要在天上的法庭为神坚固你，给你能力，使你做神呼召你去为他发声，来认同并且宣告。
Lord, you Father, we bless Rabbi Kurt, Landry, and Christy, and the family, Paul and Megan, and all the rest, oh God, of his kids, his grandkids, all that you've given to him in ministry there at House of David. And we just decree right now, God, that they will be fortified, protected in every form and fashion.
天父，我们来到天上的法庭，为拉比、克里斯蒂、保罗、梅根，他们的孩子，也就是拉比的孙子们，拉比的事工以及大卫之家的会众们来祷告，在各方面你都会是他们的坚固台，你都会保护他们。
The giants we talked about was intimidation and accusation and the things the enemy would try to bring, even humiliation in any form. We break every assignment that the enemy is trying to form as a weapon now and say it will not work.
仇敌以任何形式所带来的威胁、辱骂、控告，不管仇敌用什么样的形式来做他们的武器攻击你们，这些武器必不被利用。
And we decree strength to them, strength in their hearts, strength in their mind, peace at night, arising with energy, Father, with a clarity of thought, no confusion will come nigh them.
我们向着他们宣告，神会坚固他们的心，坚固他们的想法，在夜里有平安，睡得安稳，早上起来会充满活力，会有清新的思路，困惑会远离他们。
Father, we decree their voice will be as the oracle of God, and they will loose the things that are needed into the ears of those that will be willing to hear, and that they will be on point, on time, and on purpose.
神，我们宣告拉比以及这个事工所发出的声音会是神的谕令，我们也宣告一切他们所需要的都会被释出给他们，包括凡是能听的耳都会听到，他们会按照神的目的准时的为神发出声音。
Pray for your covering and your keeping power to be over them continually, and that they will sense your presence, and they will sense your move, and they will move with you in powerful ways.
天父，我们宣告你遮盖保护拉比他的一家以及事工，他们会体察到神的同在以及你的行动，并且大有能力的与你一起行动。
Strengthen their hands, will strengthen their hearts and their minds, and declare that they're going to be at the tip of the sword spiritually to bring the impact that's needed in this hour.
神，我宣告你会坚固他们手中的弓，坚固他们的心，坚固他们的心思意念，并且我们宣告他们就是在灵里又快又准的箭锋，为这个时刻带来极大的影响力。
And we bless them in it, and we speak your provision, your protect be great in Jesus' mighty name.
我们祝福拉比和他的事工，我们也宣告你要大大的保护拉比以及他的事工。奉耶稣基督的圣名
，Amen.
Amen.
Rabbi, I wanted to just share with your viewing family.
接着使徒珍哈蒙他提到拉比，我想分享一下你在10月7号。这个攻击发生之前的几周和我之间有一个沟通，因为我现在回去看我们那个时候的对话。
View what you sent to me when I reached out to you and I said I need to understand Hoshana Radah because I feel like it's very significant prophetically for this next season of time. And of course we know that that was actually the day that the attacks occurred, but this was our conversation just 3 weeks before. You said
使徒真说，拉比，当时我问你 Hoshana Radah大和撒那日的意义，因为那时候我觉得这个词，这个日子，也就是祝棚节节期的 最后一天，在未来这个季节，它有它的先知性跟特别的意义。后来我们知道，也就是在这一天，10月7号，哈马士对以色列的南部发动攻击。那么三周之前，你对我的回答是这样子的
Rada is the removal of the old altar or government destroyed, installing the new government of majesty and dominion, justice enforcement by word decree.
你说 Rada 的意思就是拆除旧的祭坛或者是政府，借着宣告声明，建立新的政府，和透过文字法令执行司法来管理。
A season, think about this for Israel, a season of justice reformation, in my opinion, by his grace and mercy. That's what you're saying. This, God is turning this for grace and mercy.
特别是在以色列要进行司法改革的这个季节当中，阿比尼说，神要为了他的恩典和怜悯做出这样的改变。
He said, what I see is justice angels working with mercy angels in order to deliver judgment from on high.
那么使徒真哈蒙就说，拉比，你告诉我你所看到的是正义的天使会和恩慈的天使一起合作，从天上法庭进行审判。
That is such a prophetic word, Rabbi.
当时你所说的这段话真是太具有先知性了。
Say the battle in Israel, and of course Israel wasn't in a natural war at that point, but you said the battle in Israel is about justice reform, man's way, but Israel can't be like any other nation. They need God's justice reform that births the fear of the Lord identity as a national radah.
那么你说以色列所面临的战役，最特别的是你提到了战役这个字，而以色列那个时候还不在这个征战中，但是你说他们所面临的战役就是要让这个国家的司法变得像列国一样的司法体制，但是以色列这个国家这个民族是不能够像其他国家的，他们的司法改革要对其神带下敬畏神的身份，这就是这个国家的 Rabbah。
What prophetic words about the season that we're in?
对这个季节来说，拉比，你当时对我的回应是真的太具先知性了。
Well, thank you for sharing, because I remember sending it, but it was not. I'm sitting here today, and Apostle Tom, thank you for praying for us.
那么拉比听了就说，谢谢使徒真哈蒙你的分享，这确实是我在三周多前给你的回应，也谢谢使徒汤姆刚刚为我的家人和我的事工祷告。
Yeah, we've had very little sleep, and we appreciate people standing with us. And yeah, the world has changed. For all the Jewish people, the world's changed.
拉比说，这些日子，我们因为关注战情，为以色列祷告，我们真的睡得很少。我们很感谢与我们同站立的朋友们。没错，这个世界在10月7号以后已经改变了。对所有的犹太人来说，这个世界不再一样了。
And that's why I believe that, just a brief testimony, we brought down a bunch of ribeye steaks, and as you guys know, that's my favorite to barbecue.
那么拉比说，我要见证一件事情，就是我们在以色列进入加萨进行反击的前一个晚上，我们为在前线的士兵带去牛排作为他们的晚餐。
But we also brought my book, Reclaiming a Forgotten Heritage in Hebrew.
同时我们也带去了我所写的寻回被遗忘根源这本书的希伯来文版本。那么因为我们在以色列的执行长山姆，他只能够带2000本去，因为他车子其他的空间都装了那天的晚餐食材和烤肉的器具等。
He said, Gort, 2 minutes, all the books in the box were gone.
那么山姆对我说， Kurt, 你知道吗？2000本书在2分钟之内被这些 IDF 士兵索取一空。
Because they're hungry for God.
因为他们对神很渴慕。
They know this is a God book. The book, for those of you listening, you know, it's my testimony, but also, like, why would a Jewish believer do the humanitarian aid?
他们知道这是一本关于神的书。拉比说，当然这本书有一些是我的自传，但是也有其他的内容是关于一个信仰基督的犹太人要来做人道救援的工作。
I just hope that this podcast and today will encourage you to know we are one new man from the two, thus making peace.
蜡笔说，我想要借着今天这个直播的语音信息告诉你们，我们就是耶稣拆毁中间隔断的墙，使两下，也就是犹太人以及外邦信徒合一，所造成和睦的合一新人。
And you're going to see those that are in one new man covenant prosper in the next 10 years.
你将会看到在合一新人盟约当中的人在未来的十年大大的昌旺。
Because it was never God's intention that any should perish. So when the Lamb of God, the Jewish Messiah, the Rabbi from Nazareth hung on the cross, his pure blood left his body and hit the earth. All who call on that blood shall be saved.
因为神的心意是不愿一人灭亡，乃愿万人得救。所以当神的羔羊，也就是这位犹太人的救世主，从拿撒勒来的先知耶稣被挂在十字架上，他圣洁无瑕疵的血流下来滴到地上的时候，所有呼求耶稣宝血遮盖的人都能够得救。
Sanctified and restoredremoving all the curses from Calvary all the way back to the garden.
因为耶稣的宝血能够洁净和恢复，除去所有从加略山耶稣钉十字架一直追溯到始祖犯罪的伊甸园，这之间所有的罪都被耶稣的宝血抹去。
So for my brothers who are Medo-Persians, who are Keturah's sons, Abraham's third wife, call on the blood.That blood will sanctify you. That blood will cleanse you and give you peace.
拉比说，所以那些位在中东波斯作为亚伯拉罕第三个妻子基土拉的后代呼求耶稣基督的宝血，耶稣的宝血能够分别你，洁净你，使你有平安。
For the firstborn, Ishmael, guy's son, call on the blood of Jesus.
而亚伯拉罕的长子以实玛利的后裔呼求耶稣基督的宝血，使你们被洁净。
And for Isaac, his elect, the chosen, call on the blood of Jesus.
以撒和他的后裔是神所拣选的，也要呼求耶稣基督的宝血。
The blood of Jesus makes us one new man from the two. The blood of Jesus, no longer Jew and Arab. Yes, we are still our identity in people.But in the spirit, we become one new man from the two, thus making peace.
耶稣基督的宝血使犹太人与外邦人合而为一。没错，阿拉伯人不会失去阿拉伯人的身份，犹太人也不会改变犹太人的身份。但是耶稣基督的宝血使我们在灵里因着耶稣基督的宝血合而为一，使我们和睦。成为合一的新人。
The only peace there's going to be is one new man.
唯一的和平就是我们成为合一的新人。
The covenant of the Lamb of God that said, it is finished. All on that blood.
成就神盟约的神羔羊，他在十字架上说，成了。
Call on that blood.
呼求神羔羊耶稣的宝血。
Call on the name of the Lord.
呼求耶稣基督的名。
Listen, I know there's people that watch what I'm saying that are not for us. I get that. And I see your comments. And I can tell you, before I got saved, I was as angry at God as you.
蜡笔说，听着，我知道有的收听这个节目的人并不是站在我们这一边。我了解，而且我都看了你们的留言。但我可以告诉你们，在我得救之前，我对神的愤怒不会少于你们。
But praise God, He came and He visited me in a bathtub, and I pray right now He's going to visit you.
但是我感谢神，他来拜访我，所以现在我要为你们祷告，让神也拜访你。
Father God, in the name, just say this prayer, would you?
请你跟我一起祷告。
Father God, in the name of Yeshua.In the name of Jesus,
天父奉耶稣基督的圣名。
I'm a sinner. I'm in need of a savior.
我是一个罪人，我需要一个救主。
You may have killed people, but ask the Lord, Father God, I ask that you apply the blood of this lamb that you're speaking about, just like you put it on the doorpost at Passover and all lived. Lord, bring me into a relationship of eternal life.
拉比说，我所说话的对象，或者想要跟我一起祷告的人，你可能有杀过人，但是我们一起说，天父，我恳求你以现在我们所说耶稣基督的宝血涂抹我，就像逾越节的时候，你只是我们用羊羔的血涂抹在门楣上，那么所有有涂抹宝血的人都能够存活。神因着耶稣的宝血，使我能够与你建立关系，使你将我带入永生中。
By the blood of Jesus, Lord, cleanse me from the tormenting terror and the murderous spirit of every human nature, of an Adamic nature, that I might receive that blessing.
神以耶稣基督的宝血将我从亚当的本性、人的本性当中折磨人的恐惧和凶残的灵的影响里面洁净，使我能够领受你给我的祝福。
Thank you, Father God, that my name is in the book.
天父，谢谢你，我的名字在你的生命册上。
Thank you, Father God, for saving me. Thank you, Lord, for removing the hatred and the murder. It's so destructive to my physical and emotional health.
主啊，谢谢你拯救我，谢谢你除去在我里面那个憎恨和凶杀的灵，因为他们伤害我的身体和我的情感。
Lord, I want the peace that I'm experiencing right now, and I can have it when I call on the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Messiah. He is Shar Shalom.
神，我想要得到我此刻的平安。当我呼求耶稣基督的名，他是平安王，我就能够得到平安。
Shamayel Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Hear, O Israel.The Lord thy God, the Lord has made us one new man.
听着以色列，耶和华是独一的真神，是你的神，他已使我们成为合一的新人。
Wow.
Wow.
Well, Apostle Tom and Jane, thank you so much for absolutely wonderful.
拉比对使徒汤姆汉珍哈蒙说，真的是非常谢谢你们。在此时与你们交流真是好的无比。
Thank you so much for praying with us and praying for me and my family and Christy and Paul and Megan. I know they appreciate it.
好，谢谢你们与我一起祷告，也为我和我的家人克里斯蒂、保罗、梅根祷告。我知道他们很感激你们。
We are people. It probably shows on the camera, but we are a little weary. But you know, this is we're in a war.
那比如说也许在荧光幕前我们看起来有些疲倦，但这是因为我们一直处在征战当中。
And I will tell you this, we will win and we will not quit. And we love and thank you all for your prayers, love and support in Yeshua's name.
但是我要告诉你们的是，我们一定会赢得这场战争，我们不会退缩。所以我要谢谢你们所有人的祷告、爱和对我们的支持，奉耶稣基督的圣名。